Was it? Why would you play this? Did we have somebody play Juice WRLD? I swear, something I was watching. Oh, matter of fact, that Black Lightning episode. They had Juice WRLD on Black Lightning episode.
Yeah.
So shout out to DC and CW for that.
Nah, I started it.
So let's, yeah.
Yeah, I started it.
Wait, what?
I started.
Yo, what's with you starting the fucking podcast and not doing the introductions, huh?
Introduction.
Yo, it's Frost Talk. What the fuck is up? Tiggs.
Jay.
Nines here. What up? RIP Juice WRLD. Let's just get into it.
This Nick Cannon dish was kind of hard.
Nah, it's not. Why are you doing that? This Nick Cannon shit is trash.
Yeah, I feel like at this point, you're just doing that on purpose.
You a troll.
No, it's that kind of hard, though.
You a troll, bro. You a troll.
I like how they redid Renegade. And I like how he even jacked Eminem's whole flow.
You a troll, son.
Like, that shit was kind of fake, funny. But, yeah, Dressing makes a Juice WRLD.
Oh, shout out, I already said it, but CW and DC. Black Lightning Show had a Juice WRLD song on there. Can we actually get some info on that?
On Juice WRLD?
Yeah, what happened and shit? Because I don't know too much.
The feds were involved
in it. Huh? Yeah, I don't know too much. I was starting hearing some crazy shit afterwards. Yo, if you gotta play Juice WRLD, you gotta throw on that
Lucid James.
Yes, facts. He actually bodied that one.
That Nick Cannon shit was hard, bro. You're wildin'.
This Juice WRLD shit is hard, not the Nick Cannon shit. You gotta start trolling with this shit, bro. You a big troll. You
bro, the Nick Cannon shit was hard, bro.
You a Joe Budden.
Listen,
it's because y'all got the same last name, right? That just trolls.
You saying that, I quit this podcast.
Did they can't issue us hard?
Right, yo, him and Budden are both fucking trolls.
I don't dress crazy, though, at least.
Why you playing him?
Because you know when niggas just try to look, like, smart? Be trying to like look smart.
But if he puts on his fake ass looking glasses
and like the fedora and shit with a small
and he tries to
head.
Get back philosophical and shit.
Nigga uses big words to sound smart for no reason. Like,
cause that nigga uses a thesaurus, bro.
Yeah, I know that shit too. Yeah, it gets me tight when he talks. Cause he'd be like, bro.
What's wrong with that? You're expanding your vocabulary. You're not saying the same words over longer.
Cause
in the Godfather Harlem, there's a scene where he's like, he tells the nigga, like, yo, just because when you use big words, you're trying to hide, like, you're not saying anything just by using big words.
That's how you feel?
I feel like when you use big words, sometimes when it's out of place, you're just trying to sound like you're saying something when you're really not.
I love you, but I'm going to say that I feel that only a stupid nigga will feel that way. You got to expand your vocabulary always. I think in the context of what's being said.
I understand what the words mean, but if you're saying a lot of big words and you're not saying anything, there's no context to them.
Yeah, there's no context and shit.
And that's what most of the time
if it's out of pocket,
throw big words out there for no reason. That's what ends up happening.
I mean, it's Joe Budden. You know, you try hard. He likes attention, bro.
I'm not talking about Joe Budden specific. I'm talking about
just a nigga fact. I mean, Joe does that though. Yeah, I said it.
Expeditiously.
Yeah, what's the word on this?
My Juice WRLD friends.
The feds shit. Ooh. I don't know why it escalated to like some shit. Not the feds.
I know he had like 70.
Theories,
he had 70 pounds of weed on the plane. That's
okay.
Fact.
Okay.
There was other drugs on the plane, and what they're saying is that he basically, like, he got nervous and then he swallowed all the pills.
Yeah, I heard that he tried to consume the pills and shit, and then he basically caught a heart attack off of that.
Or seizure.
A
seizure.
It wasn't even a normal seizure. He started bleeding from it. It wasn't even falling.
Commentary from the side, Martin over here, Mr. Smokey.
I forgot to say that.
Nigga said I don't want to be involved.
Facts.
This is all we do. We just talk shit.
We just talk, yeah.
And get paid for it, hopefully.
Frost. Oh, yeah, so Frost is our terminology here for smack.
Smack?
Yep.
Because, like, talking smack or we're smack?
When we smack. So, like when we, over here, when we, like, yeah, but yeah, when you get like a high ass moment, just be like Frost.
Yeah,
Now it's saying, don't count on anybody getting charged for the 70 pounds of weed found in Juice WRLD's private jet and confiscated by the feds, because law enforcement sources say it would be next to impossible to pinpoint who the massive stash belonged to in the first place.
It could have been a combination of everybody.
I mean, but if it's in on his private plane, who are they going to blame?
I mean, this is the problem. His private plane.
What happened was the pilot snitched him out before.
But still,
he
it's his private
no,
plane.
That's not it. He said it earlier. You have a private jet. Wherever you touch down at, they're gonna
search
your jet.
That's
common sense.
But they said
wherever
it could be
your
shit. But the
TSA, they
said the pilot,
nobody has to snitch you out. They're gonna check.
But then how did they get it on?
No, they said the pilot called the police before they took off.
Damn, my phone about to die. That's if you landing in like a
frost. That's exactly how it goes.
Nah, because the takeoff it could be easy because you could be taking off from a private runway.
Okay.
But when you're landing in Florida turf or Cali,
like a public
or
fucking airport,
yeah,
or
like you have
to
get checked. Like that's a given. Like that's not gonna fly with that.
Because it's always riffing for me. Because like niggas always get caught with the shit on or when they land somewhere. But it's like, yo, how they get it in?
Like that.
Juice WRLD was nice at freestyling, though. Like, I felt like...
Yeah, I heard some freestyle. I watched the freestyle where he was, like, freestyling in a car smoking.
Yeah.
He looked at Mac
yeah,
black,
like,
bro.
He did an hour freestyle twice on Tim Westwood. He went to flex three times.
He's nice,
bro.
He was nice,
off the top of the head, though, too.
He was nice, bro. He had good ideas on his music. He was good.
That's him?
Nah. The last track we played was him.
But how you feel about now, like, when niggas talk about drugs and music and shit, you really think that, like, makes people do drugs and abuse them? Like, it's only because of music? Or
nah,
of
I think...
All right, so I think...
There's other factors that...
There's a lot of...
There's
definitely
other factors, because there's no music to abuse
drugs.
Actors are big fucking cocaine addicts and all that. Hollywood in general.
Yeah.
So,
like that.
So from my experience, from being around certain types of people, I realized that music does influence them
a lot. That's a fact. It does.
It does,
but I don't think that's the main source for it.
Like
yeah.
it's to certain people. Like they, I don't know what it is with certain people I've just met. Like they hear a song talking about getting high off of pills, and they want to fucking sit there and to take like five pills.
That's just being weak minded at that point.
You know
what I
mean? For whatever reason, that's what they just feel like doing. And you got other motherfuckers that can listen to the same track and not do that.
Because there's people that like see it and be like, oh, I want to sell that shit, and they don't really know what they're selling.
Yeah,
and
right.
It's like, it's one thing to sell buds, it's another thing to sell pills, to sell heroin, to sell coke. Not even talking about fed time, but talking about like what you're doing to somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, you should know better at this point. But it's just weird. I always felt like pills was like, we looked at like pills as like fiends. Like, niggas did pills were like,
Like you like not fronting, but niggas get called pill head. Like that's cute to y'all.
I've never heard that.
I heard the teens.
Crackhead, pill heads,
because niggas just pop pills, bro. Yo, but you feel me? Like that's not cute. Like that's nothing cool about being called a pill head, crackhead, dope head, fiend. Like what the fuck's wrong with
even pothead to me sounds degrading. I don't like people calling me pothead.
A stoner. I like pothead. Stoner. I'm a stoner. I don't like being called pothead because I feel like pothead pretends to be like, lazy.
A stoner is somebody that like gets
like
high. A pothead is somebody that solely is fiending to get high. There's a difference between
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why you said we don't
like
being called potheads.
A pothead is somebody who's just smoking all day in their sweatpants who don't go outside.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I feel mad attacked because that's like all I did today and I'm wearing sweatpants.
But you have a job.
You have a job. Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm talking about.
How do broke niggas get weed?
That's the main question,
bro. And I'll tell you how, bro.
Niggas be out here
smoking
the habit.
They invite niggas to their crib.
Yep.
Siphon my crib. No shots.
Shots fired.
Shots fired to like five
shots
people.
Shots fired to big head.
There's like 50 people you could talk about.
They be like, yo, bro, I got the roll up. I used to hate that shit when niggas be like, yo, I got the roll up. Like, what does that do for me?
First it was the, I got five on it. But that stopped working because they started copping halves and ounces. So it's like five is going to do shit to my thing, you know what I'm saying? And now it's, oh, I got rap.
Now, but can we talk about how we all started with that? Got five on it. Niggas put together like a dub or some shit.
Like six people put five heads. We get a fucking half. Or a quarter. I mean,
yeah. Feel me? Like, then we got 10 people, or we getting a half. Everybody smoking
niggas,
this shit.
Niggas, you set me up for a dime, and I'd be like, you still got that?
What? I thought those were a stink.
I thought those were like stink.
You know what I hate? I hate that I'm a target because I wear a hat with a weed symbol on it. Because I could go, especially when I go to the projects, my nigga. I got, as soon as a motherfucker see me, yo, I got that. And it's like, yeah, me too. It's why I'm wearing the motherfucking hat.
Yo, bro, yeah, today I'm working, right? It's like 7 o'clock. We just opened the store up. Motherfucker walks in, yo, sour. And I'm looking at this nigga like, yo, there's nobody in this store. Nigga,
I was in my mom's crib, right? And I went outside to go get some Dunkin' Donuts and shit. And I was smoking a joint on the way there. I got the joint in my head, on my hand. Yeah. I got the hat on, and this nigga gonna sit there stare at me mad hard. Tap his boy next to him, and the nigga gonna sit there and be like, "Yo, I got that sour." And it's like, "What the fuck, sour, nigga? Do you know what I'm smoking? Fuck that shit."
But you don't ever hear niggas say, "Yo, I got exotic," because it doesn't sound as like the flow.
And then when you ask him what it is, it's sour.
Sour. I got that loud. Sour. I hate hearing loud because niggas like sour. Bro? Yo, sour is not loud, bro. No matter how great age,
I feel like
is.
People just say sour because it's easier to say sour. That's what
I don't think there's any more sour than back in the day sour. That's straight up sour diesel. The shit
now,
that you have
bullshit
to open
now.
Up the packet
now
and that shit loud.
It's bullshit now.
Yeah,
I
think the dealers
was
keeping it for themselves. They smoking that shit.
I used to know all
the I miss
haze.
Word, I miss a few years ago when niggas used to have flavors, bro. When you could hit up a dealer, nigga had like five fucking different things.
I know niggas like that now, but it's just that niggas overcharge now.
Yeah.
You guys never cop like a $70 eight?
What?
Would you?
What?
Never in my life.
You gotta
bro.
Promise me that I'm gonna take one hit and I'm gonna feel like I smoked six blunts.
What's the max?
I'm gonna have an out of body experience.
40.
40 is the max.
That's about
50 if you're telling me it's AAA grade is straight from Cali.
I paid 50
and
for a can.
I gotta see the crystals on that shit.
Like, that shit is crystallized.
Like, those
shit.
Cans are like the biggest scam to me because you don't see
the
fuck the
cans. Like, I'm talking
cans,
about,
like,
you just got
no, like I get to see the nug and it's crystallized and
so
shit.
But you don't talk about like, when
I hate it for the
cans,
fact that you can't see it.
That's what I'm saying. You can't see it, and that's why I hate it.
Well, majority of the time in the can, this shit's fire.
You know what I hate?
And sometimes, you
niggas,
know, it's crazy. There's a new trick.
I hate
to pop the bottom out the can.
Yeah.
But into
bro,
it.
Bro, I hate that these
you
niggas.
You check when you pop a can that you can't take the bottom out.
Oh, yeah?
Because that's
bro,
the new
people
shit.
People scheme on any way they can, bro.
And you won't even notice until you actually try to take the bottom out that it comes out.
You want to know what happened in my job site? The lady that finally moved in, she ordered a 55-inch screen TV, right? The box, when they brought it in, felt lopsided. Like, it wasn't well balanced. They had the straps, the plastic straps around the box. They opened that shit up, and it was her old. It was somebody's old TV. Inside, it wasn't even 55 inches. It was somebody's old TV that they had bought and returned it, and then the place sold it back to somebody else because they have the machine that puts the straps on the boxes now. You can scheme any way you want, bro. You bring that shit back to the store with the straps on. What are the chances they're gonna open it? You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, he didn't even open the box. Cool, yeah, we take it back.
I be ordering shit online and returning it, or like saying it got lost.
Don't incriminate yourself.
I haven't done it in a minute.
Yeah, I don't want to say something, but I do some shit.
I haven't done it in a minute.
Yo,
me.
Want a free Xbox? Want a free laptop?
Yo, bro, want a free TV?
You want some free gifts?
It's true.
Like, bro.
Amazon makes enough money.
Yo.
They don't pay taxes.
You know what I did, bro?
It's only true. Pay every scheme, them niggas.
I'm not gonna mention specifics, but I got a pop, right? And the pop has a chase. I ordered that shit, right? And both hoping I would get a chase. I got the regular and the chase. Reported it, then I never got it. Got a refund, so I got some free shit. Now, chase was worth like $60.
Are you incriminating yourself, or is this like statute of limitations? Like,
it was a friend.
I didn't give no specifics. I didn't say nothing what
it was
or nothing.
Allegedly.
Oh, what you do? Allegedly?
Yeah.
Allegedly.
You'll
like the next one, Papa.
Hey, hold on.
It's Frost Talk.
You know
can't
we
can't have the talk about the Frost.
You always say, we always say shit. So if anything, nigga, we incriminate the fuck out of Juan.
That's my scapegoat.
It was Juan.
Bro,
speaking of Juan,
right?
I called Juan the other day.
My best friend.
And you was on here talking about you never tricked. What happened with the girl from Texas, bro?
Wait. He said what?
Well, I'm with the girl from Texas.
What about it? Wait, why he mentioned her?
We were just talking, and you were like, you remember when you had the girl from Texas out here?
She was a booty, bro.
So this is like, you ever told these niggas about that shit?
I don't think so, no.
You should tell them.
Yeah, I want to know this.
Oh, this is interesting. Frost, go ahead.
So, I mean, I knew this chick for a minute.
And then tell them the lesson you learned from this story.
Trust no bitch, and NYC is the fucking hell. NYC is Sin City, and trust no bitch. But yo,
it wasn't NYC's fault.
Bro, I told her, don't come here. Let me go to you, because I knew that shit was going to happen.
What? Don't talk about the story when you haven't explained the story.
I knew some shorty like way back in the day when I used to be in the sneakerhead. Like, I used to like know some shorty from like Texas and shit. I knew her off IG and shit. We was cool friends for a good amount of years and shit. And then one day I was, you know, single or whatever, so I started fucking around and like fucking with her, talking, like flirting and shit. Shit kicked off, so we started like kind of like dating for a bit.
Where's she? Dating?
Where's she from? She was Salvadorian.
But I'm saying she lived here.
She was from Texas, bro.
She lived in Texas.
I said you lived, so you dated somebody that
lived in Texas. Alright, cool. Okay. So you dated the internet. Go ahead.
We dated for a while. It was good. Your FaceTimes here and there, shit like that. Everything was chill. So time comes, she was gonna fly to New York, but I kind of told her, yo, look, I don't want you to come to New York. Like, let me go out there.
Let me do this. Come this way.
Speak up.
So the bitch basically paid me when she came over here. I even paid for the hotel and everything, bro.
Get the fuck out of here.
Why did I say it sounds like
get the fuck
I
out
even
here.
Stood in the hotel. Stood in the hotel while getting played.
Oh my god.
And she left?
Bro, it was
so guys, shit, is it New York's fault? Is
it It's definitely not New York's fault. It's your fault.
Nah, she was a booty, bro. She was a booty. And then you're crazy. She had the audacity to hit me up like months later, talk about she needed to come back to New York and ask me to fuck her.
If she paid her own way, I would have took that down.
But yeah, that was a little shit that happened.
So what's the lesson learned here?
That's hilarious. What a meathead.
Don't pay for the hotel.
Don't trust no bitch.
Don't pay for the hotel. Don't trust no female.
Trust
bro.
No bitch.
Don't date the internet.
Nope.
You paid.
Hold on. How's that? Yeah, let's say, because you could sit there, date a shorty that lives right across the street, and she'll fucking play a nigga.
That's true.
Motherfucker, nigga,
you
girl.
You sit there and date a bitch for 5 years, she's
still
playing a nigga.
Bro,
like,
niggas be having
nothing,
their girlfriend sitting next to them, living in their house, sleeping in their bed, testing another nigga,
bro. Dominic, you said the best shit. I fuck other nigga bitches, so how can I trust mine? That's facts.
That's facts. I remember that.
That's facts.
That's big facts.
Yeah.
That's better than
it's hard. Been through a lot of shit with some females. It's hard to trust these bitches. But they want to talk about niggas and shit.
You know what it is, though? Niggas, I feel like, in retrospect, niggas probably cheat more often.
They get caught more. That's really what it is.
We get caught more, but when a bitch cheats, it kind of hurts us more in a way.
Nah,
because
it's prideful. No,
I'm going to say it.
Listen, this is what I think. Niggas cheat more, right? Everybody knows that. Niggas cheat more. But I feel like niggas cheat more because they like to hunt. They get bored. You feel me? So it's like, yo, this bitch look better. You know what I'm saying? Or I'm fucked up right now. I get pussy right now. Why not? Let's do a new pussy. You know what I mean? So they cheat. Bitches, when they cheat, it's more of a, I'm not going to fuck five people this week. I'm going to fuck you because I'm going to fall in love with you. So I'm going to keep cheating on you and my man. You know what I'm saying? Over and over again. It's to that higher level.
You
know what I'm saying?
Way,
where it's like now she's in love with two niggas.
Nigga.
That's why she's playing both of them.
Don't talk about K.
I'm just saying, like, that's what chicks do.
The way it is, bro, the way, simplify that, it really just comes down to the fact, like, when a nigga cheats, bro, niggas just trying to fuck.
That's what I'm
but
saying.
But when a female
it's
cheats,
not,
bro,
it's not for, like, it's
she,
emotional. Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm trying to
she
say.
She'll
like,
sit there and have a whole nother relationship with another nigga type shit, bro.
You
know,
the side nigga end of it, that's
bro, you know what, you know
she
what I saw?
Both of them now, so
you know
like,
what's a meme I saw one time, son? This is why I really, like, couldn't trust with being in a relationship. You know what this meme said, bro? It had just this shorty making, like, a face looking at her phone, and it says, where you're on a date with the love of your life, and your boyfriend calls. I was like, oh, what kind of hoe-ass shit is this? God damn, son. To think that mad females are sitting there reposting that shit.
Cap.
Fucked up. That's
why to me, I don't buy into, like, now I'm not buying into the whole idea of, like, I think monogamy is what it's referred
yeah,
to.
Yeah, being,
like,
being non-monogamous.
Like, I feel like that's, like, a rule that's set in a relationship as opposed to,
I look, you feel like a lot of non-monogamy, from what my experience has been, is a lot of it is as an excuse to just say, I want to fuck a lot.
Everybody, but I want to fuck with you, too.
Yeah, because you know what it'll be? Like, you, let's say you fuck somebody real good. They want to keep fucking you. They just want to fuck other people. But they'll keep coming back to you because you're, like, the best. Like, that's somebody I got like that. And it's hard to get rid of.
Or you pay for their hotel.
No, I don't pay
before
for
you meet them. That's where they come back to you.
You're not funny, but I have. I've fucked females in different states.
I'm saying, but that
niggas need to shit. I've gotten bitches in different
cat
area codes. Don't me.
You ain't about takes hotel takes now.
That sounds weird.
Telly Tiggs.
Hey, y'all got a perfect old tongue.
Yo, Telly Tiggs.
Telly Tiggs.
Damn.
Telly Tiggs. I ain't paying for the Uber, but I pay for the hotel, though.
I got someone.
Y'all never pay for a hotel again, son. I'll pay for nothing for no female, for nothing. You hungry? You got money?
You go on dates?
No.
Phone to the crib?
Yep. You want to go out, you paying your way. That's a fact, nigga.
How about shorty?
6 months in.
6 months in?
Yeah, by then you're having a kid and shit.
By then you're having a kid and shit. Yo, bro, you're a real hate. Shit.
I've been my girl for 4 years. I ain't got no kid.
Nah, then I was waiting 6 months and I'm talking
and
shit. Chilling.
What do you mean? Nah, he's coming.
He said that with a...
Nah, I don't know what he meant. Like, I don't know if he meant general with my girl.
I didn't want to say, like, birth control. Because there's mad other shit.
No, there's mad... You know they got
just
birth control for dudes now. You know
yeah,
that, right?
I've seen that, too.
Like,
that's
that shit that you... That girls be putting in, same deal with the dudes.
That's why I said her other shit.
But it's still 99.9...
It's birth control.
I'm not gonna lie. I've been in relationships where, like, she said she was on birth control, but I still didn't trust her.
Nah, it's...
Still put that condom on.
I do get proof of it. I'm not gonna lie. I like to see, like,
I've seen niggas get trapped, like, by that same shit. Like,
I'm always scared. I'm not gonna try. So
yeah, but you don't got birth control for STDs.
One.
The scariest is fucking with a female the scariest fucking
female. I'm not wearing
a
rubber just to not get you pregnant, bitch.
The scariest.
I'm clean as shit, but thank God, bro, because I'm not gonna front. I've had that mentality of, like, if it's not AIDS, it's curable. But when I was younger, my teenagers busting down.
It's
bitches.
Not curable, though. Like, nothing's curable.
If it's not, it is curable.
It's
that's a fact.
It's treatable, yeah, but not like herpes, you can't get rid of it.
No, not that.
You always have herpes. Everything.
Like, you guys cry.
We mean like STI or some shit. He meant like an STI. He meant STIs.
You get some crabs one time.
Not STD,
yeah,
STI.
Good. You know what I mean?
We referring to like STI.
I said my teenagers, though. Like, when I was just horny, busting it down.
Wait. You got crabs one time?
No, never.
Oh, what are we talking about?
I said, like, my mental idea of it was, like, if I was ever, you know.
Like, that's just the way he thought.
Bro, the scariest, though, is fucking with a bitch. They'll tell you to have tools is tied. Because it's like, you know, do I try this? You got proof of this? Like, how can I trust?
How old the bitches you be fucking until they got their tubes tied?
They be my age. Like, she'll have, like, she has a kid. This chick had a kid.
I don't trust
this
that.
This chick had a kid, one kid, and tied her tubes after that. What's wrong with that?
I would need to see paperwork.
She just.
That's what I said. That's what I said.
Paperwork and the doctor that did it.
To me, it's
I just see an X-ray of that shit.
To me, it's not like to me, it's just not common among younger people. Maybe I might be wrong. I don't know.
It's not common because most people do want other kids.
It might be common for all we know. I didn't look it up. It might be more common than we might think. I'm saying you'd be surprised.
You know what's real common, low key though. Girl, a lot of fucking females have this weird, like, kink fetish about rape fantasies.
You know it's weird? You know it is common, too? Single mothers.
I don't know how to respond to that for so many reasons.
Guys smash so many of them.
But I don't know how to respond to that because technically, like, from like my baby mom, but like it's not just technically from what my understanding.
Mine too.
No, but peep this. Like, I looked this up before, and like apparently, like technically speaking, if the other parent is still involved, technically the parents are not single parents, they're co-parents.
People don't know that in 2019, 2020.
Everybody's
this is a nigga ain't shit area. This is a Mrs. Me too.
I ain't gonna front though. Most of the bitches I did fuck that had kids, the niggas ain't around.
Same, yo, the bitch I'm fucking now without a kid, her nigga left her whole other country. Like, that shit is crazy, nigga.
He said, what, you having a kid? Woo!
And it was married.
They were married?
They still technically married.
Wow. Whoa. Talk about not being ready.
Fuck you.
Talk about not being ready.
Side nigga lifestyle over here.
That's wild. That's crazy.
I'm a wild guy.
Nah, fucking the bitch, that's not wild.
You're a wild guy.
Sometimes. I've done some shit.
Telly Tiggs.
I can't believe how well that goes.
Fuck a nigga bitch.
That's so important.
Yo, fuck a nigga bitch and then play Xbox with him.
Eskimo Brothers.
What?
Yeah, Eskimo Brothers then.
What the fuck is that?
Y'all under the same hut?
Eskimo Brothers is like when you and another nigga smash the same girl, and I need your Eskimo Brothers.
I just said that. You're under the same hut?
Yep.
I mean, but... So, if you're fucking with a bitch...
Eskimo Brothers, too. I'm fucking with you.
Who the fuck you fuck did I fuck?
You gotta go home and think about this shit now. Like, who the fuck this thing fucks?
Nah, the one I fucked, I don't think you said you fucked. I think you said you went on a date with her.
Says the nigga said he don't go on dates. He take her to Telly Tiggs.
Now I went on a date with her. We all went out as friends. It was a bunch of us.
And y'all went to the movies.
Yeah, a bunch of us. It was friends.
It was a group date.
She was with her boyfriend.
It was a group date.
She was with her boyfriend?
Yeah. Just holding my hand behind his back. And like touching me and shit. And we made out when we went to the bathroom. That was it.
So yeah, we're not Eskimo brothers.
No.
Eskimo cousins.
What? Weird ass cops.
Hold on.
Yo, we be having some wild ass titles for some of these like episodes.
A lot of titles nine made up though.
I like the one we have. What was the one we made?
Nigga, George Washington. Christopher Columbus is racist.
Bro, we had George.
That was the title.
Christopher Columbus is racist. And
that was the title.
Then he said George
Washington raped slaves.
Talking about Christopher Columbus, some dude asked me at my job, yo, why don't Albanians celebrate Thanksgiving?
Because they're not from fucking America.
Christopher Columbus came to the fucking U.S., not Albania, you dumb fuck. I don't know what the fuck Thanksgiving is. Like,
oh my God.
He's like, yeah, but Puerto Rico celebrates it.
Because they're part of the fucking United States.
I just left, bro. I just left the room. Like, I was like, you're so ignorant, bro. And then I was left. Because he said it in the kind of manner that was like trying to cut my ass. You know what I'm saying?
He's stupid.
I was like,
who was that?
A fucking coworker.
Yo, speaking of Albanian zones, you saw Action Bronson had a kid?
Yeah, I peeped that.
But he has a kid?
He just had his first kid, yeah.
Who the fuck was he with when I met him?
Shout out
to Ashton Bronson. I thought those were his kids.
I don't think it was a celebrity. I think it was just a girl.
Wait, what? No, I'm saying because when I met him and I used to work at Lady Foot Locker, he came in, he was with like a little boy and a little girl.
I don't know who those were.
Probably his family.
I know
he was with his I think his mom's.
It might have been his family. I know he just had his first baby though.
Yeah. Well, shout out to him.
Yeah, facts. And he was an Irishman, he did a good job.
I haven't seen
A lot of people tell me to watch that shit.
I watched half of it.
You watched it? Yeah, that shit is long.
It's good though. I heard it doesn't feel long enough to me.
Mandalorian's dope. I know you don't like that shit though.
What? You don't like Mandalorian?
You don't like Star Wars?
I don't like Star Wars like that either, but the Mandalorian.
No, I like Star Wars.
Since when?
We never talked about Star Wars before. I like Star Wars.
We about to go on a Star Wars bench now.
No, I love Star Wars.
Nah, I don't love Star Wars. I like it.
Star Trek, I'm not too.
But it's just too much to keep up with. And at that point,
Star Trek, I'm not too. It's just with Star Wars and shit like that. I don't.
Yeah, Star Trek is weird.
I don't go too deep into it to like follow up with other
me
shit.
And Nine are a lot of shit. Nine is like the fucking the guru of this shit.
Plus, I'm not trying to pay for every app either.
What app? Just pay for what, nigga? Just go online. I'm sorry, y'all hear that?
Incriminate yourself.
I was trying to play it off.
Allegedly.
Don't get it. Disney Plus $7.99.
Nah, what's that deal? They got the $12.99 joint. You get
nah, whole new
NES. Yeah, with that shit.
Yeah,
you
go on Bitcoin and cop the shit for $3.99.
Yo. Allegedly. Wow.
Now they did get hacked. Yo, y'all saw the Walmart Twitter with the snowman and it said let it snow and it was $3 of Coke.
No.
Oh, get out of here.
Bro.
No way.
And it got pulled from stores. Facts. Like you could Google it. Like it's like a it was a sweater.
Three lines of Coke, that's wild. Shout out to Walmart for that, though.
It was a fire sweater, though. I'm not gonna front.
Why is everything so offensive? Everybody's a fucking pussy nowadays.
It's not, it was that ass Coke, though, bro. I'm not gonna.
Not for nothing. I wanna talk about this then. Why is everybody so offended by the cunt? Why is it that such a bad word for people?
I never used to like that back before.
I love using that word, especially sexually. Like when you fuck with a bitch and you talking about fucking her cunt. Oh, the it got taken down.
Nah,
the picture looked funny though. That's crazy.
That was hilarious.
Now, you gotta watch this Harley Quinn episode, bro. That one of the villains uses he calls Wonder Woman cunt, right? And it becomes this huge fucking problem. It's so funny though. He dead ass that he goes, "Ow, that hurt, you fucking cunt!" And everybody just looked at him. He goes, "Oh, why is that so offensive?"
I don't use that word much, so.
Neither. It's more of a white guy's word to me.
I always thought it was like a British equivalent.
Not really. I don't use it. I'm white.
You're Albanian. You don't count.
What the fuck does that mean?
Straight
what?
European. How can I not get more
y'all
white
niggas,
than that?
Y'all niggas is niggas, like Italians.
Italians are...
Oh, because they're like Latin origin and shit.
It's like they
I'm
have
definitely
their,
not Latin origin.
They
I'm
have
more,
their own fucked up
Albanians
problems.
Have a little bit.
No, it's not even that. They have
their, but what was it?
It's not even that. Albanians just have their own issues and shit.
And shit.
It's not like...
What do you mean?
Yeah, Albanians just kind of crazy.
We are what we are, bro.
So they're still not white?
It's like they relate. That's what I'm trying to say. Like Jews relate.
Yahtzee.
I fuck on a lot of Jews. Shout out to the Jews. When you gotta go to court, who you rather call?
I just say Israel's pretty crazy.
Or Irish guy.
So I don't know. Wait, what?
When you gotta go to court, would you rather have a Jewish lawyer?
The dude
or
Irish that got OJ out. That's one point. And I think he was Jewish. But I'm not too sure.
It's Robert Kardashian.
I
want to
have the niggas that's going to get me out.
Oh,
I don't
yeah,
know where
right.
they're
sure.
from.
Isn't he Albanian?
Sorry, Frost Talk. Huh?
Isn't he Albanian?
No, he's not Albanian. He's Armenian.
You heard?
Wait, is it Kim Kardashian Albanian?
No,
Armenian.
Armenian.
It's close
yeah. enough, bro. So
it's not close.
Nigga said close. Nigga said close. Yo.
Close.
You're racist.
So what?
That is nigga.
What?
Whoa.
The fuck you mean so what?
Oh. Daniel, we're gonna end the podcast.
Working
today.
On Main Street,
and
bro. And you know this from experience. Working on Main Street makes you look at Asians a different type of way. Like,
no,
I love them.
I just hate people.
I personally just hate people. I hate how they shout. It is so annoying.
They're annoying, but it's just I hate people.
It's so annoying.
I'm not gonna specifically hate a
niggas. Will try on the display and be like, "I want this size." It'll be like a size 13.
So just be biased. Don't be fucking racist.
Whatever. I'm not racist for real. I'm just fucking wrong.
All right, fucking Dave wannabe.
A what?
A Dave wannabe.
You're a Dave wannabe.
No, you are.
So how about the Lakers?
Lakers 7-2.
Whooping ass. Fuck out of here.
You don't watch basketball.
You don't watch basketball. You ain't about that life.
Nah, how about the Nets, right?
How about the Knicks?
What's going on with the Knicks?
Knicks suck.
How about the Nets?
They're better, but they still suck.
KD comes back next year, right?
Who?
Yeah, but a lot of people, half the locker room don't like him already.
Yo, KD got some new sneakers coming out.
The dude, Dinwiddie, scored like 32 points or something like that.
Oh,
he's
yeah?
going back to the bench. KD's like that, right in front of you, everybody high five, just walks right around. Fuck that. But I understand because, like, how would you feel? You busting your ass this year, right? Putting up crazy numbers. And the coach is saying that, telling you, it's all right. We'll be better next year. KD will be there. You feel me? Like, you feel like you got to get
more,
downplayed.
Isn't,
you know
that
what
more,
I mean?
Isn't that more the coach's fault than KD's fault?
No, because, no, yeah. I mean, yeah, if you look at it that way, of course. But it's like, you expect it to come and be the great one. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that they hate him because he thinks he's better than everybody else, but it's more of a, like, who are you? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm over here busting my ass this year, and then all I'm being told is, don't worry, we'll be better next year. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, because of KD. Like, I'm an all-star. You feel me? Like, why am I getting overshadowed by some dude that's not even playing this year?
Get your game on. Go.
So, I feel him on that.
I feel you.
Still, feel King you. James, number one.
Yo. The Star Wars game is fire. That gotta be the new sound phone when we have an awkward moment. Not for real, Star Wars game is fire, though. Dragon's all Star Wars.
That wouldn't silent. It was just dead silent.
So you gotta get a soundboard, bro, so we can start doing sounds like crickets and shit.
I'm gonna fix it up. So, trying to think of another stupid question.
There's always a stupid question to be asked.
Always stupid questions to be asked. I don't know, bro. Shout out to me for smashing some bitch this morning.
Yo, no funny shit. I love my daughter, but my daughter be asking me some dumbass questions. And I know it's just her being lazy. Because she'll sit there asking shit like, how do you spell goes? Like, G-O-E-S. I'm like, I get tight because, like, yo, you've been spelling that word since you was, like, in first grade. Now, all of a sudden, you don't know how to fucking spell. Lazy. I love her, but she's lazy.
Tubby Tiggs. My name is episode Tubby Tiggs.
Tubby Tiggs.
You guys are whack.
It's not one of your problems.
We heard Tubby Tiggs.
What else we got? Anything going on? Anything interesting, funny? What's up with work?
You ever wish you could take a body back? Like, unfuck a bitch like you never fucked her? Like, take her off your mark?
Yeah.
I feel like you don't have to feel that way. The bitch just keeps annoying
me.
Oh, actually, I could, actually, yeah.
Why, Martin?
Because she's annoying.
Because it was pointless. Like,
it was whack.
Yeah, like, all around, it was just wrong reason, wrong time, wrong place, horrible sex. Like, it was just, like, I mean, it wasn't even enjoyable. You feel me? Like, I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Nah, it makes sense. For me, one of them just got too attached.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that'll do it too.
Yeah.
Like, she started feeling entitled and shit when it was just like, if I smash you the first day, you're not entitled to nothing.
You ever had a bitch let you smash it the first day and then makes you work for it after that?
Nah.
What I'm talking about.
What?
Exactly, yeah.
Never.
That's just annoying as fuck.
Never.
The next time
bitch,
the next time you hang out,
like, I fucked you the first day. The
next time you hang out, it's like, oh, I don't feel like it right now. I just wanted to chill. Like, what? Bye.
I do like the random one day.
That's when you call the cab and don't pay for it. That's when you call the cab. Like, all right, yeah, the cab's outside. Oh, here's the money for
bro,
China. The cab's outside. It's an Uber.
Bro,
it's
I had
it's
a,
an Uber.
Yeah. I had a show. Bro. I would fuck this girl for months, bro. I fucked the girl for months.
He gets to the cab and he asks for the address.
He's stupid. Son, I used to fuck a girl for a good amount of time, son. Almost a year. Right? Every time, have her come over. As soon as she comes in, we're straight into it. Fuck her. Kick her out afterwards. Make her pay for the cab. Make her call a cab. All that shit.
That feels like a transaction.
What do you mean, transaction?
Yeah, word.
It sounds mad transaction.
I kick her out right away.
You mean smoke with her first or nothing?
Nope. I don't pay for shit, nigga.
You're not.
I used to work with her lady Foot Locker. When somebody was already cool and shit like that, she was feeling me. We got into it, smash. So she was feeling the way though.
Speaking of Lady
Foot
Locker, I'm not gonna say her name. Remember when your bitch, because that's what we used to call her, your bitch.
From Lady Foot Locker.
From kids.
From kids, okay.
Remember when this other nigga, before she was your bitch, remember this other nigga fucking molested her?
Yeah.
Why niggas like that give us a bad name, bro?
Cause they're fucking weird creeps. And
why
shit,
nigga
bro?
Nigga grabbed like, the bitch's face and started like
trying to kiss her and shit.
Kissing her and shit. And I'm like,
he be groping bitches and shit.
From me, this is my store and I'm off and like I hear and I'm like, yo, I talked to him like my nigga, like,
let me touch the bad workers.
You're making us all look crazy, bro, because we all smashing bitches in here. Now you're making us all look like we're molesters, nigga. Like,
it's a fact. Yo, we dead ass smashed bitches in Foot Locker, bro. I worked at all three. I worked at Ladies Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker. So I smashed bitches in all three departments, bro.
Smoking in the stock room and shit.
That shit was lit. Fuck days, bro. Fuck times. Y'all ever did that? Y'all ever fuck a bitch at work? No? No fuck bitches at work?
No.
Be fun.
Where's your bucket list to fuck a bitch? Where's like the one place you wish you could fuck a bitch?
I still need a fucking airplane. Mid-air. Yes, airplane. Wait, like parachuting down? Free falling? Free falling?
Oh, when I'm flying.
I wanna go and fuck a bitch in the airplane.
I'm saying free
fun. Check this out. So I had a vacation one time, right? And I met the shorty or whatever. We used to mess around. We just didn't get to fuck. Because you know what she told me when I tried? If I would have met you a few days earlier, I would have. I was like, that's fucking stupid. So whatever. On a trip back, we happened to be on the same flight. And we bumped into each other. So she told me mid-flight, you're like 10 minutes in. We'd be at the bathroom, right? So I went to the bathroom. She wasn't there. I had to see her at baggage claim, right? So I talked to her. You know what she said? She went to the other bathroom in the back. I went to one in the front. I could have had airplane sex.
She was fucking with you.
She went to the wrong... Well, I went to the wrong one. She was closer to the back, so she went to that one, and I went to the one in the front. I fucked up.
Dumbass.
Honestly, my spot is really on a boat.
Yeah?
Not like,
on a boat.
Like a personal not boat like type a shit. Cruise. Like a
personal
like
boat
a yacht,
type shit.
Like
shit.
Yeah, like that.
Nah, like on a canoe.
Canoe would be fire.
In the middle of a lake.
While you're rowing and she's on you riding. Woo!
Down like a stream.
Facts with the sunset.
Down like a lazy stream.
Y'all niggas sound good.
Why are you smoking a blunt?
Getting top on a canoe while you smoking a blunt.
Nah, getting rolled, nigga.
Getting surfboard.
Ain't no road. That bitch got your dick up.
I don't do anything. That's good. I eat the ass, though.
You eat ass, but you don't fuck a bitch in the ass? You wally. So you like the
by the way,
so you like the shit in your tongue, not in your dick?
That's my nigga Jay saying that.
Nah, I fuck a bitch nice all the time, son. All the time. Lately, I've been getting more and more.
I've heard numerous females, one, say, only nigga that fuck me in the ass are small dick niggas.
Lies.
One, that's why I never even tried.
Two,
my sister.
They told you that shit?
Sister,
that's weird.
My sister, when I was a kid, used to like always tell me, and this is when I was a kid, so it's like stuck with me. If you ever fuck a girl in the ass, the same as fucking a guy in the ass.
Oh my God.
So it's just having that mental shit from when I was like 10 to like 13, 14 years old when she moved out. That shit kind of always fucked with me in my head.
Hello.
Shit got dark.
And that's because
quick.
My sisters have Guyanese and a Guyanese culture and shit. That shit is like, you know how
Jamaica's
Jamaica like,
too is mad.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like with that shit, they don't play. So like that's kind of why too. So it was more like that. And yeah, so. My sister's the only person that ever had sex talk with me. My mom never did. I never had my
you
dad.
Know, you know what
kid.
My mom did, bro? She had a sex talk with me. She sent me down to make me watch Kids. You ever seen that movie, the movie Kids?
Nah.
You should watch that movie. The movie's wild, bro. This is like, she told me, she's like, this is everything not to do. And this is everything I do.
You ever had a sex talk with your parents?
I don't know how to talk to my daughter about that when the time
my cousin.
Comes.
Your cousin?
Well, I'm lying. My dad, too. But first, it was definitely my cousin.
My sister told me if you don't bust a sweat, you're not doing enough.
Yo, I'm dead. That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, I never had a sex talk, bro. I just got into it.
Then he gave himself the sex talk.
I mean, you were porn nowadays when we was coming up. So accessible.
I grew up watching porn heavy, CDs, tapes, all that type of
Gina
shit.
Gina Lynn had her time with me, bro. That bitch ran the door for me.
Nah, you know who was my bitch at one point? Flower Tushy. Y'all ever watch Flower Tushy? She
that
was the wildest. She was the wildest squirter. She was the anal queen.
Gina Lynn was the bitch. She was in Eminem's video. Gina Lynn was the bitch.
What video?
Sasha Grey.
Superman.
Yeah, low key, it'll put you out to like rough sex.
From Superman was Gina Lynn, the porn star.
Can we play that?
Video?
Superman?
Yo.
Oh, yeah, you can play a video too. I'm just saying the song.
What got me into like rough sex? You guys ever watch Sasha Grey? That bitch was wild, nasty. She was getting dogged by like five
niggas.
How come
bitches
and shit?
Be like, how come bitches always ask you, like, oh, have you ever seen, 50 Shades of Grey, like they want to make sure you've seen it.
No.
Like, bro,
what the fuck?
I mean, yeah, that shit a lot, son.
I guess they tell you hits that this is what they want. They want that kinky ass foreplay shit, tied them to the bed with the blindfold on, and
I want
softly
that porn
touch
shit,
them.
Though. I want that porn head, like.
Oh, you want that in return? Facts, facts.
And I
facts.
Hate when girls try to like amp up their shit, and their shit is like, all right, like, you like the foreplay. They'll try to tell you like when you're talking to shit, like, oh, I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. I'm gonna do this, and then when you meet them, it's like they're nervous and shit. Like,
you know what you gotta do, bro?
Stop talking that crazy,
bro.
Shit.
You know what you gotta do? You gotta train them. You gotta train them like a fucking dog, son.
So if I'm fucking a girl that's 28, 29, I'm not trying to train you.
Yeah, you gotta train that bitch, huh? Somebody gotta open her up. Feel me? Oh, that bitch did.
Nah, I'm not trying to train no big. Like, if you're like 19, 20, because that's probably max right now. I'll young up, boy. I'll train you. But I'm not training no bitch 25 and up. 18, 19 is legal, bro. And the bitches nowadays, bro, they're looking mad old. You
17 is consent, 18 is legal age.
That's. But,
yeah, you reach it. The fuck up.
But nah. Not to know, girls nowadays in high school be looking old as fuck.
Like, jailbait. Jailbait, bro. Straight up. That's jailbait. You do not want to go to fucking prison with a hard dick. Trust me on
I'm
that.
I'm not telling you I'm trying to smash horrible. Girls in high school. I'm telling you, you'll see a girl. And me and Tiggs do this all the time when we're walking on the street and get this play, like, guess how old she is. Because like, I'll be like, she's mad young. And he'll be like, nah, bro, she's
curvinate old. Me in this shit.
And I'm like, bro, you could tell sometimes with like a little giveaway in their body or something that they're young.
Their face usually.
Usually their face or like usually like their boobs are because of but their butt isn't type shit.
Nah, there was a female with that.
Eyeball on a little kid.
That I think I inspect, bro. I check IDs out here, nigga.
You have to.
You got a passport only? Fuck out of here.
That's a creep.
What?
I'm one of my kids about people like that.
Yo, relax. It's not me. Yo, you ever chill with Adam at work?
I worked with Adam once.
He never tried showing you his girls? Bro, this kid is wild. This nigga is 19 and thinks he can still reach low. So he'll be trying to be, yo, look at this bitch I'm fucking with. And we gotta be like, yo, stop trying to show us 15-year-olds, bro. Like, you gotta relax. And, like, every time we gotta tell this nigga something, son.
Yo, you pressed the asterisk?
It's crazy, bro. Some people are really a little crazy, a little wild. What else?
What do you think about the new Xbox?
I haven't looked at it, honestly. I've yet to look at it. He doesn't care about it.
That shit that looks like a tower?
What?
Looks like a fridge.
Looks like a Xbox, talking about? Yeah. Looks like a tower.
You're
a
black tower. Fridge. Look like that.
It's not that big.
I'm probably gonna get it.
Looks like that.
You're a tower! I just got 3 months of Xbox Live for $1.
Y'all been watching the Rick and Morty?
No. Yes.
Always. You fuck with it? The last episode?
Always.
Like the future part? But that was funny.
You're
the future. I am the future.
Shut up.
I'm your future. Faggot.
You what?
That was not gay after I said it. That's why I said faggot.
You have to protect yourself?
I had to protect myself.
But now you're gonna get ridiculed for using that word. You're gonna be on Twitter.
If I get ridiculed on Twitter, that means all of you three are rich off this podcast. So I take one for the team. There was only one time I ever had to take one for the team, and I was upset about it. Because of Juan.
Wait, what?
It was like Juan had me fuck a fat bitch one time until he needs some pussy.
You had to do it? Why did you have to do it?
Because I was already, like, drunk, and she was, like,
why did you have
there.
To do it?
I didn't have to fuck her. I had to distract her, but I ended up fucking her.
You wanted to.
No, I was just drunk, bro.
You wanted to.
Any nights, bro.
You wanted to.
Anything possible.
You wouldn't take one for the team, would you? You have too much pride in yourself.
I'll take one because I want to, nigga. That's the truth.
You would take one for the team?
I'll take one because I want to.
Never.
Never?
What if she had a body, but she was ugly?
Wait, what if she was cute? She was just annoying.
Nah, what if she was
I mean, that's not taking something for the team.
And she's mad annoying, though. And she strikes up all your pet peeves.
Oh. I'm not trying to wipe her.
Fuck.
He's trying to smash, distract you. A real wingman can run defense. That's all I'm trying to say.
Why is it a tower?
Why is what?
The fucking new Xbox.
It's that Told right you. There. Turn around. That's what it is. Told you.
You stupid. It's too much. I have to look up videos of like specs and shit, see what's up with it. As long as they keep the same Xbox Live system.
The remote looks the same.
Look the same.
Well, it's nothing to change, man. Same way the PlayStation, like it work, well, you know, don't break what works.
Yo, you know me, the fucking glass, bro. Back up.
Yeah, back nothing the on, fuck stupid. Up.
It's a song, bitch.
So stupid, bitch.
The fuck up, Tiggs, by throwing you in the ditch.
Chelly Tiggs.
Yeah, where you should get some instrumentals and have everybody just start fucking around.
I could do that if you want to spit.
That'd be funny.
Nah, you're not with it.
Oh, right? He was just like grooving for a second.
I'm retired.
You're retired?
I ended his career. I
dropped one freestyle and it was over.
Nah, we're gonna do this freestyle. Hold on. We're gonna do this freestyle. I named it 17 Too Young. I think we all agree 17 is too young. Yeah, you wanna freestyle?
I'm with it.
Man,
it gotta be random because I gotta just like feel it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, I'm gonna be lost.
I got something for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What we got?
Y'all was saying last week how you thought Frank Fontana was on drugs and shit because he was in the hospital. My son was just. Jet lag, who said that word? You said that, Tiggs.
I said, I heard that jokingly, you fucking moop. Because he's
my guy.
Boy, you got hurt. You're so hurt about that.
Hurry, about I thought when you said I got with signed, you right now.
Spit something.
Oh.
This thing came up with a whole new topic.
Snuff you for fun.
What the hell just happened?
I could spit something.
Nah,
one more blunt and I'll be good. Nah, you know I'm nice.
It'll be good.
But nah, I was watching what's it called? How you felt about like how you feel about this year in general for you guys? Like how was this year?
Up and down.
I'm talking about the most generic shit right now because I ran out of shit.
Nah, that's actually the topic though. It's been up and down for me.
I don't think we spoke about this already.
Kinda, right? That's what I'm saying.
Don't shut up.
You guys buying at Christmas a lot?
What do you mean?
Like, do you buy into the concept of like Christmas in general? Like, I know you have a kid, but like,
not particularly. If I feel like it.
You feel like it's a big scam, right?
Yeah, of course.
Why do we still celebrate it so much then?
It's something that became like commercially traditional.
But if we know better, why are we like it's like Columbus Day, like.
I do it for my kid, but if she gets a little bit older, I could teach her about it.
You, I wasn't looking at you.
Nobody wants to look at me.
Not even the mirror.
I do.
Does the mirror break when you look at it?
No.
It disintegrates.
It's already backwards by the time I get in there.
Yo, you know what album is good, Sean? Did you listen to fuck what's the name?
Teddy Tiggs. the mixtape Bobby
Bones. Oh, the Free Nationals.
I listened to like two tracks of it. That's on Anderson .Paak's group.
Yeah, I like it. I like the album. It's good. It's a nice vibe. I was smoking that shit playing Pokemon. You listen to that? It shows vibing.
It's weird. I was listening to Mac Miller's Swimming album today.
Yeah. I listen to that sometimes when I'm like in a certain like mindset. I got to like get my head straight because I feel like the album helps me out a lot. Shout out to Mac Miller. RIP. Summer Walker's album was good. I liked it. That joke shit was good.
Jay loves her.
Oh, Russ is having an album coming out soon.
Why don't we do that, son?
I saw Russ's interview. He was talking about...
Let's come out with a mixtape. Why not?
I saw...
Why not? What's the worst thing that happened?
I saw Russ talking about fucking... niggas promoting drug use and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like how Joyner said the shit about Juice WRLD and like there's generations of like drug rappers and shit. I feel like it's
I feel like these like musicians using drugs goes back to forever, bro. Like all, I feel like not all, but like the majority of fucking musicians of all genre, they all fucking do drugs. So, I mean,
where do you guys rank Fab versus Game?
What kind of music we listening to?
What do you mean by that?
Because you know they both have different styles.
Who you said?
Who's the better artist to you guys, Fab or Game?
Fab's more consistent. Game has better projects.
I was going to say, I think Game has better albums than Fab.
He has better projects. But Fab's mixtapes are fire.
The Soul Tapes are fire to me.
Soul Tapes specifically. But the Game to me has better albums.
You guys think like right now, like New York rap is kind of coming back
a little bit. I think Back to Me album might be a good little jump start too. I'm not gonna lie.
That came out.
It wasn't too bad. I liked a couple of songs on that shit.
It's good for someone who came out of jail.
Yeah,
this nigga hated it, but.
He hates everything.
You don't understand Max B is the reason why there's a Young Thug in the future. Why now there's a reason that everybody using fucking autotune now. That shit annoys the fuck out of me out. Everybody uses autotune now, and it's like, without autotune, you're whack. That wasn't the real intent of autotune. The real intent of autotune was for people that actually could sing. Not for niggas to get on here and sound like computers.
Shout out to Lil Baby.
He's different though, cause he actually has like talent, like he has lyrics. I'm talking about the other niggas, like
yo,
that.
I fuck with that song on the album, Queen of Slim soundtrack. He has a song called "Catch the Sun," shit's fire.
Word.
It's a nice little like relaxed vibe. It's crazy cause I remember a lot of these like new artists from nowadays, like these different like generations, they have a different style of what hip hop and rap is. You feel me? Like these niggas, they have like this type of like hip hop, pop ish, like just different vibe going on for some of their songs. Now they classify certain shit as like emo rap or shit like fucking excess music.
That's
fucking
Trippy Red shit, emo
rap. Yeah,
right?
Emo rap.
Whack nigga shit.
Some of it depending on the artist. Because a lot of different songs got classified onto that.
I just don't like Trippie Redd. I think Trippie Redd.
Yeah, I don't like him too much.
I don't say that.
He's not for me. She not like more like this old school hip hop. She like this.
Get that nigga the fuck out of here.
Who?
Everybody's bashing 6ix9ine. Nobody's bashing Trippie Redd for being part of that made up beef they had. Like, get the fuck out of here. That shit got me tight too a little bit. Cause if we're gonna drag 6ix9ine, we gotta drag Trippie Redd a little bit for like having a fake beef with 6ix9ine and shit. Also being a fake blood member, like, you know what I mean? Like, but it's cause he's black. Nobody ever questions or says nothing to him or whatever, says nothing about it. And cause he's not emotional and he knows he's gonna kill himself on drugs and shit.
So,
tell me.
Cap.
Wow.
Because, bro, it's like, rest in peace to Juice WRLD, right? Rest in peace to Juice WRLD.
Mad.
But sometimes, bro, it's like, you gotta look at these niggas doing drugs, and it's like, why? Why did you do it in the first place? Why?
Lil Peep.
Lil Peep, like, why? Like, some people actually have real pain and self-medication.
Sup with ya?
Because we're not pussy over here, bro.
Facts.
So you gonna get banned before you make it.
Nigga, that's how niggas make it.
Alright.
But you said that I can do it too. And we're both from Queens.
But you both ain't 50. Yeah, right. 150.
If he's 50, I'm 100.
Yo!
I feel like getting into the spirit of rap now.
Ooh, this track is ill. This is the type of shit I fuck with.
This is Gangstar's last album I just dropped. Just so listen to it.
Just fine.
I was thinking you was on your Wu-Tang everyday phase.
Still listen to it.
Every fucking day.
Still listen to
it. Niggas was commenting on the Griselda shit like, oh, even Wu-Tang did light records. Why are you guys so dark? And I was like, you niggas is pussy. I was like, y'all niggas is pussy. Fuck out of here.
Everybody's sensitive now, bro.
Sometimes, though, like, they're cool with it. I'm cool with them doing it. But sometimes I don't like when niggas rap about selling cocaine and shit when I know they didn't sell cocaine.
That's a fact.
This is 2019, 2020. I don't see coke. I see more heroin somewhere. But I don't see coke everywhere. I see pills.
Yeah, go to Florida.
You never hear niggas rapping about selling pills, though. Never niggas rapping about doing pills. Who's selling the pills?
Facts, where you getting it from?
Who's selling the pills, bro?
It's a fact. That's weird.
You know why? Third eye open. The government's giving niggas pills, you feel me? I'll kill himself.
The same way they drop the crates of guns in Chicago, they supplied the guns. Yeah, we said
yo, that. Since you're here, I want to talk to you about this. I have a coworker at work that all he talks about is ghost hunting and hunting ghosts and catching them on film.
Yes,
thanks. And that other random shit. How do I calmly tell this nigga, yo, shut the fuck up? I don't care about this shit.
Shut the fuck up. I don't care about this shit. That's how you tell him.
How do I specifically break it down like, yo, bro? Like,
or do what we did to Pharrell. Yo, look him straight in the face and just tell him, yo, you like hearing yourself talk, huh? Bro, what you mean? Shut the fuck up.
Son, like, nigga be hiding a camera on the store trying to capture supernatural shit. And I'm like, nigga, you're going to get fired, nigga, trying to, like, catch the wrong shit. Nigga thinking you a pervert, like, because he has his GoPro, like, in the aisles and shit. Weird nigga, bro. Weird nigga shit, bro.
This nigga got some problems, bro.
Nigga's weird, bro. Nigga's 40 years old, bro. Like,
he must have been haunted real bad.
Bro.
Nigga was molested by a ghost. I heard that's a real thing, too.
Yeah. Succubus.
You believe that? Niggas, people get molested.
Succubus,
by
incubus.
Nigga, Kesha. Anunnaki.
All types of shit. Sexual beings. Yeah.
I think sleep paralysis is like a sign of a ghost. Like when you're like awake but you can't move your body.
It's a powerful demon.
Someone's like holding you down.
It doesn't have to be on you. It's just their force.
Pause.
Why was that gay?
Yo, when you yawn, you know a ghost dick put ghost was dick in your
mouth. Yo, what's wrong? Okay, scary movie. What's wrong with you? This nigga said you get sodomized by a ghost when you yawn.
This nigga's a mega move.
A mega move.
So when I yawn, I cover my mouth.
Oh my god.
Yeah, right.
So if you yawn and you choke, that means you got sodomized by a ghost.
That means it was a BBC.
Oh my god.
Yo, what's wrong with you?
You yo. Remember the Family Guy? Yo, once you go black, you go deaf.
Yo.
Yo, not for nothing. If I had one wish right now for television, I would really want Family Guy to go to Netflix.
You want them to?
I want them to have more freedom.
Go on Hulu. Hulu.
Whatever. I want them to have more freedom. I don't want them to be under Fox no more.
Disney.
They wouldn't be on Disney. They're too...
Disney owns them.
They make... Nah. I don't see Disney fucking with Family Guy.
There was a whole article.
Simpsons is more safe.
There was a whole article about it. Why didn't they make all the jokes? They literally joke about being owned by Disney.
And they joke about how Disney doesn't fuck with them either.
Yeah, they're leaving them alone. Disney now owns The Simpsons, Family Guy, and these other Fox franchises. On Wednesday, Disney will officially complete its acquisition. 21st Century Fox film. This is a tweet too.
Nah, I know Fox. I know Disney owns Family Guy.
They own the Family Guy
and The Simpsons.
They're leaving them alone. They're just leaving them alone.
I think they're like the redheaded stepchild. Like they're the nine of the family.
No, they know how good and how big the fandom is for Family Guy. They're leaving them alone, bro. They're making money off of Family Guy too. Wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing Hasbro Family Guy action figures.
They know how come they got Pops, right?
Yeah. Their Young Amaze's album was dope.
One of the best of the year.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Dyke Power.
What is wrong with you?
Strappy swinging.
He said strappy swinging.
Remember, we used to go up to the fucking rubbers.
She would be like, I'm on my period. And then Corey would be like, yo, you still get those?
Yo, whoa.
Yo, you still get those?
No, you ever asked the dyke if she rubs?
Nah. I've asked dykes why do they want the strap sucked. Yeah, I learned this more.
639.
Y'all never wonder why, like in porn, they be sucking the strap? Like, why? And then I figured out it's an empowerment thing, but it's like, that's like, empowerment is like me peeing on you. Like, let me pee on you.
What the fuck is this nigga?
Please don't kill me on this podcast, bro.
Yeah, I had a shorty dad was telling me I could piss on her.
Oh my God, yes, girls like that. Girls like that.
What did you say?
Girls like getting pissed on.
I had a girl tell me that I could piss on her.
Yeah, me too.
But that was, as a joke, I was like, We were talking like dirty shit, and I'm like, yo, I could piss on you too, and she was like, if you clean it up, like, you know when you put LOL at the end of any text, it can be taken as like, you're joking, like you're serious, so I put LOL, throwing it out there, you know, got her in the vibe.
Okay, stop.
She said, if I clean it up, yeah, so you know,
I had a girl tell me I could piss in her mouth, bro.
What the fuck?
Yo.
I was gonna go for the tits. Like that's
I probably
my,
would.
That's,
I'm not
that's
lie.
My property. So I'm
I probably would.
Marking my territory.
I'm pretty nasty.
I'm. Would you kiss her after?
Yes, he would.
I would.
You're a dirty dog.
I am.
You're the type of nigga that nuts in a bitch mouth and kisses her, right?
Bro, I held this bitch's head. And shoved my dick all the way until my balls hit her chin and held it there until I came around her throat. And then held my shit there even more until she swallowed. Dirty. She liked that shit.
But I'm saying, like, do you kiss her after she swallows your nut?
Depends who it is. If it was my girl, yeah. My ex, yeah.
I don't.
Disgusting sack of shit.
No, that's my, you know, I like you.
Gross and that's it.
Yeah, I am gross. Every time I do some shit, every time I fuck a bitch, I literally leave and think to myself, I'm disgusting.
I just be thinking I have mad rage in me because sometimes when they tell me to choke
yes,
I get too into it.
Yes.
And it's like, we ain't think of a safe word. So it's like,
yo, you ever fuck a bitch so hard that they start bleeding?
Yeah, but I didn't like it.
No. Of course you don't like it. It's not like to like it, but I'm just
because
saying,
you
like,
know what it was? That was a girl I was talking about earlier that was like on the talking mad shit, hyping her shit up. and then she was bleeding, and it's like,
bro, I fucked this bitch so. Listen, I fucked this bitch so hard and deep that I myself started literally feeling the walls, like my tip hit it, and I was like, oh, and then like I broke her shit, so she was like bleeding, and I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. Boom. Ugh. Pretty nasty.
Anyways.
Dirty sex is what
y'all
we're
love,
call
y'all
this.
Love to give a girl like a...
Don't say that in gross.
Nah, like, y'all ever, like, bag the girl by accident?
What does that even mean?
Like, you're not even trying to talk to a girl, but, like...
That means she bagged you, nigga.
Yeah, basically...
I don't know, maybe. I don't know. Too many females came in and went.
I became a silent by that by accident. What?
Like you didn't know she had a man type shit.
No, I knew she had a man, but like she thought I was flirting with her, and then she asked me to chill one day, and then
she came out to you.
Yeah, that
and
was.
And you went with it.
That was KFL.
Oh, and you just went with it?
Yeah, that was facts.
Yeah, my kid was a funny story, too. I don't want to say it, though.
Yo, Meek Mill is the biggest comeback in hip-hop history?
Sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes his songs aren't that good.
He came back from the back-to-back shit, though.
Nah, consistency, yes. He came out, and he came out strong. Dropping shit, yeah.
He still got destroyed by Cass.
By Cassidy? He destroys Cassidy with his career, though.
Yeah.
How?
He has a better career than Cassidy.
Cassidy was wasn't above ground.
He tried to be.
He was actually.
Remember, Eminem was too. The only reason why Eminem went above ground is strictly Dr. Dre.
Are we saying Cassidy's better than Meek Mill?
Huh?
Cassidy's better than Meek Mill?
Lyrically, Cassidy bodies me.
But Meek Mill makes better music.
He makes catchy music.
Better music.
Yeah. I feel like by saying catchy, you're disregarding that he makes better music.
Yeah. It's better music, yeah.
Yeah, where everybody wants to bump their head to. But lyrically, no. Because if you sit there and actually listen to his words, no.
I think Meek Mill has more content than Cassidy. That makes sense, like, Meek Mill, like, when he raps about something, he actually raps about something that's going on or something about his life that's relatable. And Cassidy, I'd rather just raps to rap. Just says shit, just to, like, hit punchline and throw this shit like that.
Okay.
That's just my opinion, though.
I don't know.
I remember when I was in high school, there was a rumor Cassidy had AIDS.
Wow.
I don't know why that was such a rumor though. It was just everybody in my high school used to say that about Cassidy. My high school was weird, yo. Any other weird topics?
I don't know. I got nothing.
I got nothing. I'm pretty frosted.
Yeah. Too bad.
Pretty frosted. I hope Trump gets impeached soon.
I thought we were steering from that.
I just wanted to say that. I'm not trying to talk about it. I just want to let people know I'm paying attention to other shit. We're just trying not to talk about him.
Cool. No
free press out here. You gotta sponsor me first. Yeah. Trump offers us $1 million to sponsor it. Y'all taking it?
No.
But if no one knows it's him.
And no.
Honorable.
I would know it's him.
Honorable.
You're lying to me. I would. And if I do, I give it to fucking try to feed the kids. From the border ships.
If Trump gave me $1 million, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say. Because I feel like I will have a visit. I didn't really think about myself just now. Anyway, I thought that's the episode anyway, so...
How much time? How much we recorded?
That was like an hour... Yeah. 15 minutes. We could keep going. We got shit to talk about.
At least another, like, half hour.
We could go talk about like shit.
Pause.
I got you. Hold on.
Yeah.
Roll up the clips.
Clipping.
I got a block.
You got a what?
Bro, smoke that. Yeah. You guys ever hate when people tell you, those Dutchies are bad for you, but like they drink OD or they do pills or they do some fucked up shit to themselves, and it's like don't do that. Like I got a bitch that right now, like she we siphon shit, she comes butt off me, but she always she always gives me a lecture about
name dropping again, OD.
Always gives me a lecture about fucking smoking Fanto, but yet she smokes Fanto, right? But then she does shit like Adderall and does like mad other pills and shit.
No way.
Then wants to tell me that if I keep smoking Fanto, I'ma die. And I'ma be addicted to it forever.
She's a fake
it's like my
she's
nigga,
a fake her occupation. I wanna say what it is.
Like get the fuck out of my face with all that, bro. That's just annoying. Like if you come in if you're smoking smoke.
Shut the fuck up and that's it.
I don't bitch for niggas real backwards and Dutchies. Like, we just smoke it. It's just a difference of preference and shit.
That's weird.
Papers and Fanto is just cheaper to me. I didn't know Dutchies became so expensive, bro.
Yeah.
Just think about it. You could sit there and have... What the fuck are you trying to flip it with? You could sit there and have fucking 33 joints rolled off of one fucking pack.
Yo.
Give me a sec. Dirty ass shit.
Oh, you know what we were talking about? Like the best albums of the year and shit last time when you wasn't here.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
What do you guys thought? Did you fall asleep?
That means he didn't want to talk about it again.
Nope. I don't know. Fucking talk about
it. Like the best music that came out this year so far.
How about movies?
Best movie? Irishman for me.
Movies in the movie theater.
It's in the movie theaters too.
I thought, what?
Get out of here. It is. It's on Netflix and in the movie theaters. Don't disrespect Netflix like that.
Fuck Netflix.
Fuck you. Think your boycotting them helps?
Yeah.
That helps, you think?
Yeah.
Only Netflix has like a billion other users?
Fuck them.
That's like when people protest the NFL. You think that stops the NFL? That shit was stupid. And for what? For this nigga to go and fuck his practice up?
You think it's stupid that I could watch their shows for free and you're sitting there paying for it?
Then why do we go to the movies then?
Because I support certain movies. I support certain franchises. Same way why I pay for certain artists' albums. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, quiet.
I'm gonna look shit up.
Awesome news. Yeah, so let's look up the random news before we end up the segment. We always do that. What's going on around the world? We gotta come up with a name for when we do that. Log song?
Yeah. That's what I hate about rolling clips when your hands look after. Disgusting. Yeah, I was fucking with this girl this week, and I was telling her that I don't think bitches wash their hands when you use the bathroom.
Gross.
Nah, you know what? Because I've noticed certain things about girls. Because girls will try to make you do, like, think that they don't take shit. So they'll say shit like, you ever notice how girls always have to announce when they have to pee?
Or use the bathroom.
They always gotta say, I gotta pee.
Or that pee.
They don't ever say, I gotta take a shit. They just say, I gotta pee.
Nah, real bitches say, I gotta take a shit. I've had a few.
Only ones I know in the dykes that do that.
Nah, I've had some real ass bitches. Like some hood ass type females. Like some real gully bitches, bro.
Some hood ass bitches, dykes.
You never had a hood rap bitch, nigga?
You haven't.
I had an obsession with hood rap bitches at one point. And then damn,
they be low key. They be low key cute, right? Hood rap bitches be low key cute, bro.
Facts, bro. I ain't saying I'm fucking no dyke, though. I'm not fucking no butch. You fucking
yo,
butches.
Yo, you gonna give me, yo, stop. You gonna kill me.
No, not extension. You fucking butches.
That's okay. No. Nigga, trying to kill me out here.
Let me find out you these fucking spit butches, yo. Butches.
No, I've been
butches. Butches.
Tell the tigs with the butches.
That's too weird. Nah, it's not. So in general, right? You know what is weird? You fucking dude with a truck. Damn, can I say it?
What?
So I say it.
What?
I don't know, but it sounds like some Mija shit.
Yeah, it's gonna be some Mija shit.
It's saying,
but it's something that might be offensive. It might be too offensive.
It said, Kodak Black reported me in solitary confinement says he was laced with drugs.
He was laced with drugs?
Yeah.
Somebody they tried to kill him type shit?
I don't know.
Black of the Kodaks?
You think it's like an album, like rollout release type shit? Like, he's about to drop some new music, so he just putting this shit out there? I think he's really going through some shit in jail.
He's
going
through some shit.
Who, Kodak?
Yeah.
I'm not a Kodak fan.
Nah, it's not what you told me. So you love him.
I'm not a Kodak fan.
Nah, I ain't snitching you out, bro.
Nah, I'm not. You're a Gunna fan, though.
Who?
Nah.
So what? Gunna makes good music. All right.
Niggas, no, you know who fucks with Kodak? Heavy Facts. That's who fucks with Kodak. Super heavy.
I believe that, actually.
That's like his favorite new nigga
Kodak
right now.
Kodak Brack.
He's not that new though.
Kodak Brack. You know what's crazy? The baby's not new, but niggas call him new.
Yeah.
Nigga has like four mixtapes out and shit.
Fuck with his shit.
Kodak?
Nah, the baby.
The baby?
I fuck
with the baby. I just feel like he needs to switch his style up a little bit.
You guys are both babies.
You're a baby.
You're a baby back bitch.
Yeah, called you a fucking Chili's bitch.
Fuck.
Holy shit, motherfucker. Fucking touch me.
You heard the guys talking about how if Trump gets impeached, you're going to start a civil war again?
Fucking white supremacists, so.
Yeah, there's like a protest.
Don't start this.
Funny story. Scott allegedly stole $88,000 from the bank safe that he had the access to because he worked at the bank.
No way.
Because he flashed the money on social media.
Wow.
You could have got away with it if you didn't do that.
Why would you do that? Why would you incriminate yourself?
Why do people have the need to post shit on social media just to, like, look cool?
Especially considering that if you state that you rob a bank, like, people get upset about that because that's, like,
clout
your chase. Money.
It's kind of gay, too, because I don't think you're attracting opposite sex doing that.
Attracting a bunch of niggas?
In a way, some bitches look at that and get trapped, but like, I don't think, like, and it's like bitches too, like how bitches post like certain shit that we don't care about as guys, that other bitches do. Like, you don't care about your makeup, bitch. You see ass and titties. What the fuck's up with you? Why do you have a filter in every picture and then I'm
yo. That's scrolling through laughing in my head. Like,
fam, the filters, bro? I'll bet you to stop doing the same pose with every fucking filter. That shit drives me fucking nuts.
Things that grind your gears.
Grind my fucking gears. Fucking bitches posting the same filter. And it's like, when one sets a trend, then every bitch does it. And it's like, fam, like, what the fuck? Like,
real grungy.
I'm not gonna let niggas get away with it either, bro. I don't like the niggas doing the filters either, bro. That shit's kind of fucking homo to me, bro.
You use those filters sometimes.
That being serious with it, too. It'd be the niggas doing it with their girl. But then, like, when you see, like, they'll do it, the filter shit with their girl and shit. But on their own pole page, it's like mad gang pictures and shit like that. But on their girl's page, you see the dog emoji. Get these niggas the fuck out of here, nigga.
Damn, this is a picture.
That's a picture.
What else hurts you, bro? Tell me what hurts you.
What hurts you guys? What's annoying to you? Nine, you said you had like 5 pet peeves for bitches. Tell me those pet peeves.
Oh, word. The 5 P's?
Put me on, bro.
No, I can't do that, man. That's personal shit.
That's personal shit?
Yeah.
I got a pet peeve for bitches. Bitches that hit you up only when they want to eat. I'm not feeding no bitches, bro.
I'll tell you a peeve that I
never try to fuck with girls like that, bro.
You don't know it until that happens.
I never would. And if that was the case, cut off. Like, give you pain?
Okay. You need to stop with all this "are you paying" shit. You learn your lesson the hard way.
Tell me things.
Are you paying?
I'm dead.
You're going to meet that one girl that's going to make you pay, and you're going to be like, all right. Nope. You're not going to tell us about it, but you're going to pay, and you're going to be like, all right, she was worth it.
I'm going deep.
I didn't say a date.
What the fuck am I going to pay for, pussy?
I didn't say pay for pussy. If you think about dates, so in the concept, you're paying for pussy.
That's why I don't go on dates.
Every bitch you talk to is willing to come to your crib 100% of the time. Every bitch you talk to is open to come to your crib.
A week tops? Within a week tops.
None of them feel entitled enough to go on a date with you?
Wait, what?
None of them feel entitled or want you to take them out?
No.
I want to see your Tinder DMs.
I always delete them after I'm done.
I bet you do.
I do. But why do you gotta do it for Tinder straight? Why you gotta come be gesture with Tinder? Like, I have text messages. Shit like that.
I just want to see receipts.
Receipts for what?
I want to see how you talk to bitches, bro. You don't seem like the type of nigga that should be talking about yourself as sometimes.
Why don't you seem that way?
Because you be talking about bitches like you're just scuba man, bro.
Like, what?
You be talking about bitches like you're Aquaman over here, drowning in pussy. And I've seen some of your roster. Some of them look bad. Some of them look questionable.
Questionable.
Some of them was awkward standing in a corner.
Ask Juan, what's our code?
Wanna understand though.
Ask Juan, what's our code?
But I wanna understand though.
Ask Juan, what's our code?
But I also understand, and not to put his business out there, he maneuvered a different type of way with money.
But he gets 5 bitches though.
But he tricked. Not like OD, but he would take bitches on dates. There's no date shit. Every bitch coming to your crib shit.
But.
Well,
they all up in the living room.
Pussy, right? You wouldn't want to fuck with the weird, quirky, lonely, ugly chick nobody wants to give attention to. She might give you dick pussy on the first day.
She might give you dick pussy.
I would say you might be able to give her dick on the first day.
We all heard it. That's the thing. But this episode, dick pussy.
Remember that. Yo, anyway.
Mic check. Everybody heard that?
Yo.
This nigga.
Bro,
she might pussy on the first day.
And that's why I don't fuck with the weird type of girl that no one talks to, because there's a reason no one talks to her.
She got a dick pussy.
Bro, she might give you the best head you'll ever have.
Oh my god, I'm gonna take pussy still. No need to take it to telling tigs.
Oh, man. This episode's gonna be called Roasting Tig.
The finale.
No, the name of the whole episode, Tigs and the Telly.
Well, I don't want to start calling you Abasar. Why was your nickname Avatar for so many years?
So, in high school. This was back in the days when niggas used to get designs on their hitters and shit when they had to fade. So I used to get like free designs because when they were just like, he'd be born and shit. When they used to do coke, my barber used to do a lot of coke, bro. So this nigga would just be hyped like, yo.
My best barbers do coke.
So this nigga, OD. So this nigga would like, you know, he'll finesse my shit and he'll be like, yo, want a design? So like one day he fucked my shit, did some funky ass shit. It was fire. But it ended with an arrow going up top. So I went to school and
Avatar was born.
These niggas started calling me Avatar at school.
Now doesn't he look more like an Avatar than you guys?
He looks more. What is that picture of him with no hair and no facial hair?
Does he look more like an Avatar than you guys?
No.
And the thing is the haircut so finessed, it lasted like 2 or 3 months before it actually fades like grew back.
Then you went back to
so
sliding.
Like it got to a point like if I were trying to say something in school, they'd be like, yo, shut up, Avatar. it was annoying.
You should have hit him with the I have spoken.
That wasn't the thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, bro, that stuck with him, you feel me?
I missed this ASAP Rocky.
Facts.
It's sad, but most of the best music is because niggas are on drugs. And when it gets sobered up, it's like, eh.
That's funny, but true.
Right at the bottom of the bottom line. It's burning slow there.
Why aren't you here for this clip?
Just throw it in. I think that was the Rezzy. Yeah, it was Rezzy.
So I'm saying, why didn't you wait for this clip to put it in?
They do want that.
I gotta clip the edge off, bro. Anyway. You got any plans for New Year's?
Yeah,
I'm still thinking about Christmas and when I came back.
Give me my fucking my bitch. If you fuck mine, I'm gonna imagine with yours.
Alright. Well, let's see what happens.
Tiggs is gonna be in the closet filming Wolf.
Yeah. You gonna be with the dick pussy?
You gonna be in the closet with the dick pussy? Yo, one time, bro, when I was working in the city, these niggas was fucking downstairs, and my other coworker calls me. I'm smoking outside on my break. And he's like, yo, bro. They're fucking in the basement. And I'm like, all right, what you want me to do? He's like, come get me. I can't move. I'm like, why can't you move? He's like, I don't want them to hear me. What?
No.
Like, yeah, bro. I'm, like, I don't want to hear this, but I'm hearing this. And I like it. And I was like, because you guys, like, he was like 19. And I don't know what the fuck's going on with this thing's mind, bro. But anyway, I had to go down to, I went to the basement. I'm like, I had to pretend like I didn't hear them fucking. I'm like, hey, Chris, where you at, bro?
Yeah, that's a funny ass story.
And it's like, fam, like, the way he
Wait, you called him out when you went to the basement?
Because I had to, like, I was cool with the niggas fucking. And the bitch fucking. I was cool with them.
But that means that they know that he was listening the whole time.
Yeah, because, nigga, they did not give a fuck, nigga. Because they had, like, there's a private room down there where, like, you couldn't see into it, but, like, you could hear through it. But that shit was crazy. I have so many.
Jesus, that's funny.
Remember one time this nigga when oils first started becoming popping, right? This nigga I worked with that sold mad oils, I'm not gonna say his name. But this nigga fucking had the nerve to fucking like test one out in the employee bathroom and the fire alarm went off and the fire department came and we had to pretend like, oh yeah, somebody smoked a cigarette in the bathroom. He lit a cigarette in the bathroom and then put it out and flushed it in the toilet. And like then they came, they smelled the cigarette. And they saw it was, like, the bathroom that went off. So, like, he blamed it on a customer. And they were asking every customer, like, yo, who used the bathroom? They want to go through the footage and shit. All because they want to try oil pen in the bathroom. Fucking. That shit was funny, bro.
So what happened to him?
Nothing, nigga. We kept them in the low.
So the cameras didn't see shit?
They didn't go through the cameras because we didn't let them.
Oh.
We was like, it's no big deal. They wanted to arrest somebody.
Damn. Hold
up. We must bring him to justice.
Jesus.
Yeah, no, I appreciate
it. Yo, why? Not you. Boo.
You gotta call 9 tap out.
Tap out 9. And 9 is a P backwards. So it says TRA9.
Third eye open.
I got you. TRA9. I mean, T-8. Oh, I said trap. I called him trap. T-A-9.
What is this? Frost. Let's bring it back to the tubby.
Damn. Bring it back to the tubby tigs.
Hey, trap.
Hey! I'm trying to play you. You played yourself.
So, the soft part?
You played yourself.
The white snow? That shit was hilarious.
This nigga sold them fucking cocaine laced weed.
Nigga made cocaine legal and sold them coke.
Nigga called it, what you call it, marijuana free Christmas snow for a whole jar of fucking coke. Wildin'.
I'd rather niggas do coke than do pills.
Did you see what happened when they were doing coke? They were crashing and dying.
It was hype. That's because they was driving. They was drinking and driving too. Like, they was dumb. I feel like when you're high and you're driving, you're not going fast.
Did you ever do shrooms?
Nah.
LSD?
Nah, Molly.
PCP, angel dust.
I was drugged by Molly.
Crack cocaine.
Is that what you would do?
It's all the things I've done.
Yo, if y'all got a million.
Shut up, no, you have not.
Y'all get $5 billion to do heroin one time.
No,
do it?
No, fuck no.
Why?
That one time I was all you need to get hooked.
But you got $5 billion.
You'll waste $5 billion on heroin and kill yourself.
You could pay yourself to get off of it. Go to rehab.
You kill yourself instantly with all that money. You know how much heroin you ever get a hold of? You just kill yourself off the rip.
Y'all wouldn't do heroin for $5 billion?
What's wrong with you?
What about crack?
No.
You wouldn't do crack for $5 billion?
No.
Niggas do crack for free every day, B. You'll be alright.
No, bro.
Niggas do crack. What about ecstasy?
No.
You wouldn't do ecstasy for $5 billion? No. You're capping.
Cap.
Molly.
Molly's ecstasy.
What about, you wouldn't do Molly either? You're a pussy. Acid. Would you do acid for $5 billion?
No.
Coke for $5 billion.
I'll smoke a whole bunch of weed for
Y'all wouldn't do coke for $5 billion, not no. One little ass line when you know it's knuckle? Y'all niggas is fucking lying. If it was cash in front of you, no taxes, y'all, all y'all niggas is doing it. I'm calling bullshit. Calling bullshit.
Never.
The devil is not breaking my soul.
I'm calling bullshit on all y'all. Y'all would do a little ass shit on your knuckle for $5 billion. Y'all ain't never lived, my
man. The devil has a grip on your soul, brother.
I'm doing that shit. Niggas do that shit for free in front of me when I was growing up. I'd do it for $5 billion.
Do sense. You fucking puss wagon. Shut the fuck
it's
up.
It's a fact.
You're a puss wagon. Y'all niggas going through drugs.
You want to.
They're above the influence, my kids here.
Remember those commercials where they said when you smoke weed, you turn into like nothing?
I understand the commercial though. I do understand the commercial. I completely understand where you're stuck with them. You just smoke on the couch, nigga. I completely understand
what you want to take it there. They were all above the influence, sir.
Then you fucking crackhead.
Light up, light up. I never did coke in my life, but I would for $5 billion.
Jeff problems.
Every day for the rest of your life.
I live with a nigga that did coke every day in literally when I woke up. Like it's doesn't look that crazy. It just looks like you were more awake. You should see a nigga smoke Anadust one time in front of my old store. Boy, that shit is different.
I'm good, bro.
That shit gives you a contact, bro, from just being in the air. Like, that shit is different.
Bro, my stepfather did some hard drugs, heavy shit, and I can't remember.
So you a crack baby?
No, I'm my stepfather. Why would you a crack baby? What is, it doesn't matter if it's crack.
I just wanted to know if you was a crack baby.
No, bro. No. And then my stepfather is the one who did drugs.
He is, right?
He doesn't fucking know my life.
But I thought he was your father.
What kind of mooshie are you on?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Y'all be on some mooshie.
That's what Nine told us.
I didn't say none of that.
Slurps all around.
Tiggs, I am your father.
You guys are slurping all around.
Yeah. So I think that's the end of the episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's still going, no?
Got like 4 more minutes.
Damn, I forgot the name of the episode.
Told you to remember it, son.
I forgot to remember.
Maybe I'll call it. Forget about it.
Nah, it was a diss to you. I'm gonna call this segment Tully Tiggs. Name of the episode gonna be called Tully Tiggs.
No.
You're gonna get your 5 minutes of fame and post your Instagram later. When you're sleeping over here. You're gonna nod off eventually.
I'm going home, man.
You guys ever hate when people hit you at like the most wrongest time?
Like what time?
Never mind.
Like 1 a.m?
Not like time, but it's like bad timing. Like you're in the middle of something that you just...
All the time. When somebody calls me.
Like I was with one bitch yesterday and another bitch called me and I was so upset. And then he questioned me about her and I was like... I look at my phone, bitch.
That's funny. I put my phone do not disturb, bro.
I gotta do that more often.
Facts.
But anyway, later.
Got you.
Have a good night, y'all. Frost.